Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Karnataka, the Congress Legislature Party meeting in Vidhan Sautha has elected D.K. Shivakumar as the new leader after the resignation of Siddaramaiah. In this regard, the legislators adopted the resolution put forward by Siddaramaiah and Dr. G. Parameshwar. Briefing media persons later in Bengaluru, Mr. Venugopal announced that D.K. Shivakumar was elected unanimously by party legislators and he will revisit the governor to stake claim to form the government. He also announced that the swearing-in ceremony will be held on 3rd of June. President of Myanmar, U Min Aung Hlaing, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a five-day visit to India. Union Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, received him at the airport. Earlier today, the President of Myanmar visited Gaya in Bihar and prayed at the Mahabodhi Temple. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several cabinet ministers, senior officials and business leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 134th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The government has temporarily exempted customs duties on cotton imports from the 1st of next month to 31st of October this year. The Ministry of Textiles in a notification said that the decision has been taken, keeping the interests of cotton farmers and the entire cotton value chain at the forefront. It added that the measure implemented during the cotton off-season will ensure adequate availability of cotton for the textile industry, support MSMEs, moderate input cost, and strengthen the competitiveness of Indian textiles. The ministry emphasized that the measure will safeguard the interests of the farmers and ensure market stability. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu has congratulated the Digi Yatra team for enabling over 10 crore seamless journeys through the Digi Yatra app. Mr. Naidu said that the milestone reflects the growing trust passengers are placing in seamless, paperless and contactless travel. The minister highlighted that daily domestic passenger traffic, which averaged below 2 lakh passengers in 2014, has crossed the 5 lakh mark on numerous occasions over the last 3 years. The Ayushman Bharat digital mission implemented by the National Health Authority has crossed the landmark milestone of 90 crore Ayushman Bharat health accounts or ABHAs across the country. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that the achievement marks a major step in India's journey towards a connected, interoperable and citizen-centric digital health ecosystem. The ministry said that cumulative ABHA creation increased from over 14 crore in the year 2021 to 90 crore this year. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep and northeastern parts of the country tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Madhya Pradesh during the next 2 days. The weather agency predicted thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorm over East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha tomorrow. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the finals of the Singapore Open tournament. The Indian pair defeated world number one South Korea's Deo So Sangshai and Kim Won Ho in the semi-final today. In the mixed doubles, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto lost to Japan's Sayaka Hobara and Yuichi Shumogami in the semi-final today. And in women's cricket, England were 110 for 3 in 15 overs against India in the second T20 international of the three-match series in Bristol when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and elected to bat first. India is currently leading the series 1-0 after a commanding 38-run victory in the opening match in Chelmsford on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.